Before this Warriors-Lakers Christmas Day game, we caught up with a music legend and a basketball legend as Mickey Hart of the Grateful Dead was joined by Bill Walton, Luke's dad and all-around great guy.
I'm Bill, and this is my great friend Mickey, and we're here on Christmas Day, Lakers-Warriors. How incredible. And Mickey has filled this building, the Oracle, and he's filled the stadium next door. Grateful Dead, rock on together. And we're here today to share some ideas about the convergence of music, entertainment, and sports. And Mickey, what strikes you, some of the things that are similar to the performance art of being a basketball player, being an entertainer, and being a rock and roll Hall of Fame legend?
Well, you know what I always say? You probably already know the answer to this. It's the rhythm, stupid. You know it.
Stupid is right.
It all comes down to the rhythm.
The beat.
It comes down to the rhythm of things, the court. When you're going down the court, you're making all those plays. It's just like us, you know, talking our language as we're moving through a song. And so, yeah, music, basketball is music. And you know, you call it string music. Remember when you go in the hoop?
In the net there.
In the net, that is string music. So there's a beginning to all of this. And it's also about sync. It's also about resonance. It's about trusting your teammates and being part of a group which is much larger than yourself. And all of those things that are really healthy for organisms, like humans, they like to group. Band is a group. Team is a group.
So how do you know when it's time to let the other guy take the lead?
Well, that's part of the synesthesia of it all. You know, you have to understand when it's time to give and when it's time to take, and this back and forth, this kind of breathing is what makes something extraordinary as opposed to just good, you know.
And so you live here in the Bay Area and you witness the extraordinary nature of this Warrior teams. How much are you able to engross yourself with your busy life with the current Warrior team? Three-time champion in the last 4 years.
We have to work at it, Bill, all the time. You can't let it down, not for a minute. I play every day, two, three, 4 hours. Sometimes it'll go 8 or 9. On a good day when my wife's not around, I can take 8 or 9 hours and play, or whatever. But that is the most important thing, staying with it and being healthy, eating well, staying with the game, you know, whatever, life. Life is a game. Got to play that game right and be in rhythm. If I have to find other people that are in resonance with you. And that makes it an incredible story, doesn't it?
So what about the relationship between the players on the court, on the stage, and the fans? You've got the most incredible fan base ever in the Grateful Dead Heads,
yes.
Of which I'm one.
Well,
and now these Warrior fans, the Laker fans, they'll be out in force today.
I treat them like if it wasn't for them, there would be no me, you know? And so I don't see them as critics or fans, even. I see them as friends.
That's part of the show.
And to me, it's not just a show. You know, there's a spiritual element to all of this. There's another dimension to this, as you know. I mean, we spend our whole life, you in basketball and me in music. It's what makes us whole. And when you see a team like these teams working, you know, at their very best, then you know they're at their whole.
And you happen to have a personal relationship with one of the guys on the other team, on the Lakers tonight. This young fellow who's a coach of the Lakers. I believe his name is Luke.
Luke, I heard of him. His last name starts with a
W, yes.
Walton, that's right. That's the name. That's what I remember. I don't have a good memory anymore.
And when he was this... When he was this big,
we used to bring him. He used to be a beautiful kid.
We used to bring him to the shows, and
that's
then we put him next to the speakers.
That's right.
And then he just grew and grew.
God, and he never stopped growing. And now he's here at the pinnacle of it all, being the coach of one of the great teams that ever existed in this league.
In history. Right. Lakers are a foundational pillar as a team. They've been down.
As the Celtics.
Well, Celtics are the most accomplished. Lakers are the most popular, but the Warriors are the best now and have been. And their run over the last 4 years, no one has ever had a better four-year run.
No.
But today, Luke is here, you're here, Carol, Lori are here, the Warriors are here, Steph and Clay, KD, And they've got a new player, LeBron James, who you're going to be able to witness up close today.
LeBron. I heard of him. Oh, you said, but I remember now it's James, right? LeBron. He's a big fella, they say.
No, he's a perfect fella.
He's perfect.
He does everything. He's perfect. And he's like you in that he just has gone from the beginning, and he's still going stronger and better than ever. And
yes.
Will this be your first time seeing LeBron in person?
Absolutely. I've never seen LeBron play.
Well, he's quite remarkable. And we'll get your opinions after the game on that.
Excellent.
But right now, I think we should just go and enjoy this fantastic night of basketball here at the Oracle. I'm Bill.
I'm Mickey.
These are the Lakers. Those are the Warriors. And we are here to celebrate.
Amen.